Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, again, we continue in a time of looking ahead, of having the readings telling of the end times, the end of the world, and the beginning of eternal life. But in all of this, as we listen to these readings, we should be asking ourselves, if I were to die very shortly, if I knew when the hour of my death was, what would I do differently? What would I change? This is a time in the church year to take a sober look at this before we begin Advent, in this week between the great feast of Christ the King and this first Sunday of Advent. This is the time to really, brothers and sisters, really look at yourself. Be honest. As I've often said to people, be ruthlessly honest with yourself. Don't condemn yourself. I'm talking about acknowledging your sin and your failure. Just acknowledge it. I know people say, I can't even look at it because I'd be so depressed. Well, if you look at it with Christ, you won't be depressed. You'll actually be given hope that you can be set free. That's what actually happens. If you dwell on your past sins and past mistakes by yourself, yes, you're going to be depressed. But if you do it with Christ and in Christ, God will give you wisdom, both how to take an inventory, and secondly, what you're going to do about it, the results, what you will do about them. He honestly will. This is the time to do it. Let's take a look at the first reading for today from the book of Revelation, chapter 15, verses 1 to 4. I, John, saw in heaven another sign, great and awe-inspiring, seven angels with the seven last plagues, for through them God's fury is accomplished. And then I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire. On the sea of glass were standing those who had won the victory over the beast and its image and the number that signified its name. They were holding God's harps, and they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear you, Lord, or glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All the nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Brothers and sisters, the day's going to come when we're going to say that. Great and wonderful are your works. Just and true are your ways. Who will not fear you or glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All the nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. There comes a day when we realize that I'm not made for this world. I'm made to live for all eternity. I'm made, I'm created, I'm formed, I'm gifted in order to live with God for all eternity. But I have a free will. And our vision falls so short of God's, and we make all kinds of decisions based on the fact that I have 70, maybe 80 years on the face of this earth, and that's it. It's what the Psalms tell us. 70 is the sum of our years, or 80 if we are strong. And most of these are fruitless toil. They pass quickly and we drift away. Listen to that. That's what people without faith say. That's what the Psalm is recounting. The people who don't believe, who only believe what their senses tell them. This is not a fairy tale. God has revealed it in Christ that there is an eternal life awaiting you and me. Am I going to live it with God, or am I going to live it in hell? Brothers and sisters, seriously, I know I'm saying this a lot in this last week, but please, we've got a lot of uncertainty, a lot of difficulties in our world. We've got them in our country. This is the time to take stock, seriously, about your life and about where it's going. God wants to help you. God wants to show you the way. He wants to show you the way out. Psalm 98, tells us, great and wonderful are you all your works, Lord mighty God. So it's the same as in the book of Revelation that we just read from chapter 15. The Psalm 98 tells us, great and wonderful are all your works, Lord mighty God. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. The Lord has made his salvation known in the sight of the nations. He has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands and the mountains shout with them for joy before the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice, the peoples with equity. Brothers and sisters, this is true. When we die, we experience our own judgment, personal. But at the end of the world, Jesus will stand before us all and judge the world. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be on the wrong side of things. Please take this seriously. Please, from this Advent on, begin to live your life knowing that you have an eternity to live, that this is only the first part of your life. And you want to live it well so that you can live in eternity. Everything is staked on that 70 or 80 years of our lives. You have free will. You have choices. Make the right ones. Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 12 to 19. Jesus said to the crowd, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. And that will lead to your giving testimony. In other words, that provides you, even if you're captured and you're brought before kings and governors, you have an opportunity now to give testimony to what you believe and why. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. Think of that. Look at Jesus' promise. Not a hair on your head will be destroyed. You have a full head of hair in heaven. But Jesus is saying, what he's essentially saying is not even the smallest part of you is going to be harmed, even though the world will come and try to put you to death. Even your closest friends, your family, may try to put you to death in order to protect their own lives. Persecutions can be mightily severe. Mightily. I want to pause here for a moment and just urge you, read the lives of some of the martyrs, both past and present. Read the lives of martyrs, real martyrs. One feast that we celebrate right here in these days is the feast of Father Miguel Pro from Mexico. Read his story. Pro, P-R-O. Read his story. Miguel Pro. Look what he did. Look how he followed the Lord. Yes, it cost him his life. But look at the clarity he had. And look at the encouragement and inspiration that comes down, even though a century has gone by. His word lives on. His life lives on. He has much to offer us, as well as many other saints. Read the life of, I've mentioned him before, read the life of Walter Chizik, Father Walter Chizik. He's not a saint yet, but I think one day he will be declared a saint. Read his life story, Father Walter Chizik. He's a Polish priest. You can look him up online and read. He's written a couple of books about his life, about his endurance of severe, severe torture and imprisonment under the Russians during World War II. Take time to read, brothers and sisters, and look at their faith, and then just don't say, oh, I don't even want to look at it. I don't want to look at it. I'm too afraid. Don't do that. Because what God's going to give you is conviction and assurance and help so that even if it doesn't happen to you, you live a life that is holy and worthy of him because you know your eternal destination. Jesus says here, through the Gospel of Luke, remember you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. So he's speaking here that some of the hardest painful things come from relatives and friends when they betray us, when they turn away from us, when they ignore us, when they don't come to our help. But God will never fail you. Never. Put all your trust in him. Put all your hope in him. Brothers and sisters, I really personally want to urge you to take what I'm saying here as not just inspirational, but I think it's a necessity that we really do take stock of our lives, that we really see where we are, see where our vulnerability is. Don't be afraid of it. Just honest assessment, because God's going to be your helper, and that changes everything. You're not going to be, you know, left out on the clothesline to dry out or something like that. That's not the intent. The intent is to look at it so that we can be honest with ourselves and then come before God and say, this is what I see about me. This is what I think I need. Will you help me? Will you lead me? The Holy Spirit will help you. It's time, brothers and sisters, for a very, very important inventory. As we begin the new church year coming this Sunday, we want to enter that year with a sense of where we are and what we hope to achieve, not by our own power, not by our own wisdom, but by an utter reliance upon God and his wisdom and his guidance, his direction. That's what we need. And when we come before him humbly and honestly, he'll show us what our weaknesses are, not to condemn us, but to set us free and to show us the path to that freedom. May God bless you. I've been speaking a great deal recently about faith. I have a booklet entitled Faith More Precious Than Gold that I would like to offer you free if you would call our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net. Perhaps it would be a gift that you would like to give this Christmas. I urge you to read Faith More Precious Than Gold.